Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us. Okay, are you ready to eat some teeny tiny cereal?
Miniatures.
Yes.
We have General Mills minis. All of my boxes are family size.
Yeah, that was the only unfortunate thing, especially for me, a person who doesn't eat cereal very often.
Yeah, these are big. They are chock full. And what do we have in front of us?
I have Reese's Puff Minis, Trix Minis, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch Minis, which I do think is misleading because the Trix and the Reese's Puffs are miniatures of their original shape.
I'm interested. One of my dance students was like, isn't it just going to taste like cereal? And I was like, yeah, definitely. But it's so cute. But my thought then was the Cinnamon Toast Crunch might be better in a different format, not flat.
Yeah, it's going to be completely different. And because I am a smart person who planned a cereal themed episode, I don't have milk. So I will be trying these dry.
I'm going to do both. And I think that that's actually, when you think about snacking, grabbing like a handful of cereal, it's going to be dry. I think it's authentic to our brand.
This is an excellent point. Also, us not having the same thing is also authentic to our brand.
We work really hard at that.
What flavor do you want to start with?
I have Trix in front of me.
Okay.
It's the only, like, this one is fruity, a little different than the other two. These boxes are seriously stacked.
I'm sorry, I just got distracted by the craft on the back of the box.
Oh, let me check that out. Build a mini kitchen?
For big fun.
Oh, and you need all three.
Yes.
I just don't want my kitchen table to look like that Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, that's scary.
But I think that the Reese's room is really classy.
Very 70s vibes in that Reese's room.
Is that a granite countertop? Okay. I've got quite the setup, but I'm not sure just yet. So I'm going to pour a little into my bowl.
Okay. I'm going to grab a teeny tiny handful.
And then I'm promptly going to bump. I do think that having these be so cute and little, if you were making like a trail mix or even like a Rice Krispies, I just think that it would be, you could really pack it in, be pretty tasty.
Oh my goodness, a Rice Krispies with... I mean, I'm just assuming any of these would be so fun. But these Trix are so cute.
They really are. The colors are just as vibrant as normal. They have a little bit of that sugar sheen on the outside. And I'm ready to go dry.
Okay, let's go.
I can't remember the last time I had Trix. You?
I can't either. I love that.
That's really tasty. And I don't think it's as sugary as I thought it might be.
I like the, I hate this word, mouthfeel of the tiny little bits. Like, I liked not having to chew through big pieces.
I really, really liked that. I'm looking at 2 whole grams of protein. Are you kidding me?
Where is it hiding?
Okay, the sugar is not insane. I just think that that was so lovely. I'm going to have my second bite with milk now because I only have one bowl. Delicious. I feel like I'm rubbing it in.
It's okay. I am thinking to myself, this will be so nice. with milk.
I am going to rock the world right now. That's a 9.
Whoa.
I loved it.
I mean, I was already leaning towards an 8. So I also am going pretty high.
I can't believe it.
Ooh. And I think, I mean, at least for me, I think it is definitely gaining a point or two just based on, I don't know, I'm not like super fond of tricks. And that was so much better than what I was anticipating.
There's a crunch, but a softness.
I don't know that there's an appetizing way to talk about this. Just
try some. It's delightful.
Okay, I'm going to vote Reese's next. We're going to save the wild card and the scary mini kitchen table for last.
I'm doing the same thing I did last time.
Now, Reese's Puffs are a Busk family staple. They're Cameron's favorite cereal. Have been Cameron's favorite cereal, I feel like, my entire life. So we always had them. Like, if we were going to have a sugary cereal, this was it. So of these three, this is the one I know the best.
To me, Reese's Puffs is something that started out as a novelty. And everyone was like, wait, this is delightful. And it became like a staple like these other two are. And I say good on them. Good for you.
Good for you. You ready?
Yeah, I've got my spoonful.
Okay.
Holy crap. I'm just pouring my milk from my water bottle that has stickers on it. There's a Hamilton quote, something that says, make yourself proud. It's frickin' bats. A Chatham Square sticker. I never lived there. Okay. Sorry, I gotta take my other bite. I forced myself into a corner. That's a 10 because... I think it was better.
I, again, really love that way more than the original. I think here's part of it. And I don't know. Let me know if you're with me on this. Sometimes these sugary cereals, especially the big ball kinds, have that malty, like, tanginess to them.
Okay, yeah.
And I feel like the smaller surface area, you get less of that and just more of the good flavor.
Yeah, I know. Very astute. Guess when my Cinnamon Toast Crunch expires? Halloween.
Hold on, I need to see what mine is. Also, I'm going to give the Reese's Puffs an 8 again. Oh, mine expires on December 21st. Not fun.
It's my friend Kristen's birthday. How dare you? Not fun. Okay, we got one more. Before we eat this one, what cereal is your favorite?
I really don't eat cereal ever. As a kid... I don't even know if they make this anymore. I loved Rice Krispie Treats cereal.
Yeah, that was solid.
Because it was like, you're sneaking dessert. What is your favorite?
I like, with no diet culture agendas attached, love Chocolatey Delight Special K. I love the, like, chalky fake chocolate. I like the Special K flakes. They're tasty. And I just, delicious.
I went through a phase where, when I lived in Illinois, I was really into the chocolate Crave cereal.
Oh, yeah.
And I know specifically this was when I lived in Illinois because Loki was obsessed with licking the milk out of the bowl when I was done. And that's kind of part of why I stopped eating it. Because it was so annoying.
I think that that's a really tasty cereal. And if you just eat too much, it kind of shreds your mouth a little.
Yes. So it prevents you from overeating.
Oh, yeah.
I also really liked Cinnamon Toast Crunch as a kid.
I feel like I never really gave it a chance, but that's probably silly. Let's try this one.
Okay.
Whoa.
It at least smells like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Ooh. Yes, I do think that. Okay, I've got my dry spoon.
I'm excited. This is the biggest test because this is the farthest departure from its original form. Is it going to alter the taste?
It looks really cinnamon sugary.
It does. Okay. Are you ready?
Uh-huh. Pretty good.
I'm waiting for your final bite.
Here's my milk bite. That one was the best with milk added.
I can already tell you, I know. It is going to be so good with milk.
What are you going to rate it?
I'm giving it a 9. It's so good.
This is going to be controversial. I'm going to give it an 8. Pretty delicious.
Why does it rate lower?
Well, I was thinking about the tricks and how everything I eat for breakfast is peanut buttery, and that's nice. That's why I'm thinking that. But I think that the flavor works really well in ball form, and that they were really brave to make this switch.
I feel like the ball form improved on the flavor. It was less, I don't even know how to describe that cereal flavor. What even is the ingredient? I guess wheat. Looking at what might make it. Rosemary extract? That is weird.
I can't understand that. Must be what I'm reacting to. This one has the most calories. That's interesting. And the worst of the minis rooms.
It should get a point deducted just for that. That table is scary. I don't know why they decided to make those scary faces the spokespeople for Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Do you remember on Disney Channel in the early 2000s, Zoog Disney?
Oh, yeah. I almost said it.
They look like Zoogs.
They do. But, like, without the fun telling me that Xenon is on next.
Yeah, and the cool little theme song. One time, this might have been in the time that we've known each other. I was watching Disney Channel, and it, like, glitched. And the Zoog theme song came on years and years after I had seen it last on the Disney Channel.
That's so weird.
And no one was in the room with me to witness it. I was very excited.
That's some sort of prophecy.
Well, I am pleasantly surprised. I wasn't really looking forward to this. I just was excited that I had found something new for us to try.
Yeah, I think that it was an excellent choice. You get also a 10.
Well, thank you. What is another cereal flavor that you would like to see in miniature form?
That's a pretty good question. I don't know how it would work, but I also like those oatmeal squares. And I would like to have teeny tiny squares. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't think I do.
Oh, hold on. Let me just make a quick little Goog search. Make sure I'm not lying about what they're called. Quaker Oatmeal Squares breakfast cereal in the brown sugar. Make them small.
I think it would be really fun for them to make an already small cereal small. So, like, what if we had mini Rice Krispies?
I'm in.
It might be like eating sand. Like, again, I don't know how you make a small cereal smaller, but I'm interested. Or how about frosted mini wheats, but actually make them really mini?
They'd be so cute.
And a little bit easier to eat.
Okay. So I think that this is just something that should be sweeping the cereal aisle.
Ooh. Take your cereals. Shrink them.
Yeah. Make a mini. If you're not General Mills, I guess you can call it something else. But, everybody might like to know that I have tried the Peeps Pepsi since the episode. One of my students found it for me in Red Lion. I had not looked there. I did feel like I went everywhere. And it really did finish with a marshmallow. It was interesting. Sarah did a great job evaluating it.
I ended up throwing away the Rosalita Coke. I think I did. It might still be in my fridge. I didn't drink it, is the point. But I did finish that Peeps Pepsi. It was delightful.
The unsung hero of that episode.
Do you have any thumbs up or down?
Yeah, well, or...
I was trying to think of what the other things we, something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, a thumb standby, things like that. Well, I'm totally caught up on Big Door Prize now. Really loved it.
Yay!
I was like in, but I think it was maybe in the second episode, the band, and this is not a spoiler, but the band for a reason in tribute plays Angel by Shaggy. And I was like, I'm 100% into this. And I was thinking, I would really want to use that machine, but I don't think I would put my social security into it.
Same. Why? Like, nobody knows where this machine came from, and they're just like, okay, cool, here's all my personal info.
I'm excited to see where the rest of the season goes.
I wonder if we'll ever know who put the machine there.
I think it looks like, when I was looking on IMDb to see if I had watched all the episodes, I was like, what a weird place to end with this wig on the...
Well, because they end every episode kind of teasing you.
Who's next?
Like, who's going to be the subject of the next one? So I'm very excited, because this week I think will be his.
Yeah, I think so too. He was cracking me up when he was coaching. I was like, you gotta chill out, man.
You are not very good at this job.
But I really like it, and so thank you for recommending it. I also like went deep into Apple, and I'm caught up on Chicago right now, and I watched the first two episodes of Ted, even though I have this issue about not watching things that I love so that they still exist in the world, which is why I've never finished BoJack.
I need to watch Chicago. Maybe that I'll put that on my list. My thumbs up, I guess, this week, because I feel like I haven't watched anything new, but I have been keeping up with Ted, even though I know I'm bracing myself for the end and I'm going to be so sad. But this season, I feel, has been excellent. Thus far, there hasn't been an episode that I've gone, well, that was okay. Like, I've truly loved every episode, and I walk away after watching them just feeling like I've had a nice little hug.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the two that I've watched so far. I'm looking forward to the rest. It's so weird while this season of Succession is airing to like discuss other brilliant TV shows. Like, I haven't touched Yellow Jackets this season because I can't handle it all at once. It's too much. But there is something very special and earnest about Ted that I just haven't found in another show.
This most recent episode was, I guess, the bottle episode of the season. They were in Amsterdam, so everybody's doing, you know, things on their own that they wouldn't normally do, or be with people they normally wouldn't. And it was lovely. I love Rebecca's storyline this season, but I think my favorite thing has been Roy and Jamie's relationship. It's just delightful.
having gone further than me, is Jamie's hair like that the whole time?
Yes, and it has grown on me. I really like it.
Okay. I will wait for that to happen.
Is it like the 90s cut, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't like it when he has it pulled back, but I like it when it's down.
Oh, scraggly. Right. I'm gonna look at it with that lens. I think that will help. I have to circle back. Sorry, Chicago. I'm gonna thumbs up it because I don't know if it has the exact same magic as the first season, but for me, it's working more because like A Chorus Line and Chicago, and making fun of some of the older shows is my bread and butter. Like I love those shows, so it's really. It seems as magical for me.
I'm excited to watch because I do think that this will be the era of shows that I know better.
Yeah, it definitely is. I felt like things were going over my head last season. Like I could appreciate the character archetypes that they all were, but I didn't like know them that well. But when Dove comes on and she's like a Sally Bowles, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a clip of an interview with Keegan talking about how he hopes they get another season because he'd be very excited to do shows of the 80s and 90s. And I can't even begin to wrap my head around, you know, a Phantom.
the Andrew Lloyd Webber of it all.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome.
The whole season would just be his shows.
Yeah. There's cats everywhere. They're on roller skates. They're Jesus Christ superstarring it up.
Trains.
Yes. Yeah. I would watch every second of that. It would be, I never say, oh, those are my favorite shows, but man, growing up, I had this like compilation album and I care so deeply about those songs.
Okay, you've convinced me. I'll sit back and I'll watch it.
I don't know that I'm going to convince you about the next thing that's coming out of my mouth. Okay. I saw Renfield yesterday and I really liked it. I canceled my Regal subscription because I got MoviePass again, and I forgot to cancel it for a month, and then I had a lot, and they forgot to cancel it for me, but blah, 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 blah. So the way that MoviePass is now, your credits roll over for a month, so you can, like, add them together or whatever. And I like to go to the movies in the morning, and I got the cheapest plan, and the movies are cheapest then. So I was looking for one that was the matinee price, and I wanted to go see Air, but it wasn't starting until 12:30. That's way too late. So Renfield it was, and it was gory and peculiar, but I chuckled a lot.
I don't know that I will watch it, but I'm here for any Nicolas Cage, so maybe.
He's something else in it. And Ben Schwartz is great in it. And Nicholas Holt. And Awkwafina is a star-studded lineup.
I didn't even know she was a part of it. Maybe I feel like Ben Schwartz has been holding out on me.
When she came on screen, I literally was like, oh, that's nice. I like her.
I'll probably just take your word for it. But maybe someday.
I think
I did see Air. So have you not seen it yet?
No. Is it good?
I really enjoyed it.
Oh, I love a stinking weird biopic like that.
And it is. It's just weird.
Well, I'm going to see it, but perhaps it was already down to two showings. So I don't know that I'll get to see it in theaters.
But it will go right to Amazon. What are your thoughts on this new Harry Potter thing?
I'm not that keen on it. And I am so keen on the Twilight TV show that seems to be in the works. I'm having trouble with it.
I want them to give me the side characters and the side stories. And I think this will allow that. Like, we'll get peeps and give me like the house elf stuff. Give me Ginny from the books.
You're gonna say Ginny from the block.
Her too.
Where Ginny re-records all of On the Six by J-Lo. Okay, sorry. Yeah, okay, I'll try and keep my mind open.
I mean, I didn't ask for it, but it's being given to us regardless, so yeah. I'm gonna focus on the positive.
Good. Okay, that's a good point. And I'll follow.
But also, I think it's gonna take 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't want to think about that.
Us being in our 40s?
I'm going to be really old.
Yeah. I actually don't plan on getting old. I cut my hair, and that's what's going to keep me young.
Like, you recently cut your hair, or you're going to keep cutting your hair?
I cut it before Succession yesterday. It's just a little shorter. It's, like, above my shoulders.
I like your short hair.
Thanks. I think I'm going to dye it dark brown, but I haven't ordered it because I think that I don't want to cover my grays. I just want it to be darker. But then I also think I'm probably going to hate how that looks, and then I can't dye it immediately again. So I'm just deciding.
I don't know how you would work around that.
What do you mean?
Like, not coloring your grays, but coloring...
Oh, my, what, in my experience, unless I buy a hair dye specifically to cover grays, in like 3 days, they're out and shining again.
Gotcha.
Oh my gosh, that would be very tedious.
Yeah. I like them. I say don't cover them.
Okay. I'm taking your lead on a lot of these things.
I like them because it's like what we liked in All the Boys over a decade ago.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, well, what a delicious episode.
It was. I wish I had milk. I'll get some after my trip.
Yeah, it'd be silly to get it right now.
Thanks for snacking with me, right, cerealing back with me. And on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah. Thank you.